Just to address the young people this morning. What do you know or understand when I would say, are you justified by faith? Are you justified by faith? Do you understand what that would mean? Any ideas what that means? Probably heard it, but what does it actually mean? Justified by faith. I've got you on this one, have I? Right, what's the word justify mean? Justify. Any idea what the word justify means? Come on, Robert.
Be excused, to be made just.
Right, to be excused, to be made just. Alright? Have you ever heard the word justice? Well, people today demand justice. They demand their rights. You know what I mean by that, don't you? You hear people at work or you get unions. We deserve our rights. This is our rights. So in other words, they have a 10-minute tea break. And they're going to have 10 minutes, not 9 minutes, not 8 minutes. That is our right. So we have 10 minutes. All right? So if we think about something that is just, that is right, then Jesus says that we are justified by faith. Now, if you believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you believe he died and that he rose again from the dead, and that you believe that he died for your sins, and that he dealt with your sin, your rebellion at Calvary. If you believe on that, then Jesus says, as a result of that faith, that believing, there is something that he does for you. What does he do? What does he do? Huh? I've almost given it away. Come on, Elizabeth. He justifies you on the basis that you believe him. Now, what is that? So what do we mean then that he justifies you? Justifies you from what? From what? Come on, Joel, you nearly got it then. Justifies you from what? Yes.
Our sins.
You were going to say that, weren't you? So he justifies us from our sins. The Bible says that all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. So we have to be justified. There's another term that you could be. It could be we are made right. We are made right in God's image. God cannot look at anything that's defiled, blemished. And man is blemished. He's born in sin. So for God to look upon you, me, we have to be justified. We have to be declared right. And so the way we're declared right before God is our belief and confession upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when God looks at us, who does he actually look at? Who's he actually really looking at? Yes, Lulu. He's looking at Jesus. And that's why you must be found in Jesus. If you're found in him, then the Father looks at his Son. He will never reject his Son. He will receive all that the Son declares and brings before him. And so the Son says, this person believes on the Lord, on me. Therefore, because they believe on me, I have received them. You have given them to me. Therefore, you look not on them, but you look upon me, for they are hid in me. And so to be justified means that Jesus has said, I declare you right. I declare you without sin. I declare you redeemed, holy. And the Father won't even question that. The Father will receive that. And because it's in Jesus Christ. So this is what it means to be made justified. To be justified by faith. So as you believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, as you believe upon these promises, that declares you as right. And that is why Paul then could say, you know that wonderful verse, there's therefore now no what? What is it, Robert? There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So you're not condemned. Now, man may try and condemn you, the devil might try and condemn you, but you are not condemned. Because that guilt, condemnation is removed in the courts of heaven. God has declared you righteous. And so whatever Satan might try and say, we are justified by faith. That is the word of God. And it's on your faith, on your belief, your confession. And so God says, you're declared righteous. Now the devil will try to bring you into court, and he will try and bring a case against you and say, he's done this, she's done that, you know, they should go to prison. And the judge stands up and says, well, whatever those accusations, I choose not to believe them. As far as I'm concerned, they are righteous. There's no guilt on them. They are free to leave. That's what he says. Now, that's on the basis whether you choose to believe that or not. If you don't want to believe it, then you're condemned. You're condemned. You're not justified. But if you choose to say, Father, I choose to believe that for my life, you've done that for me, then he says, on that basis, you are justified by faith. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? That you can believe, and how do you get that faith? How do you get that faith? Do you know how you get it? How do you get it? Yes. The Word of God. And that's why we come week after week.